For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
New Orleans Saints have got a lot going on, and it starts with the fact that they lost their seventh straight game, and there was some stuff on Twitter that Derek Carr had to address in his post-game press conference, but then Alvin Kamara as well made some comments, and some think he might have threw some shade at his head coach when he was asked about the confidence that the team had.
I don't know. I feel like dudes is confident. I mean, it's a lot of guys that played a lot of football in here. Like, just talked about Tyron. I think he's a confident dude. I think Demario, Kim, me, Derek, I think, and then even some of the younger dudes. I think Chris and even Tipton. And, like, we got guys that are confident. Defensive, Brazee. We got Grando. We got Pete. Like, Alonso. I can keep going. We got guys. I'm naming guys, you know. I think there's confidence there. But it might not be a confidence in something else. So.
What's the something else? I mean, what is the something else? Because I don't know. Do you know?
Well, I don't, but you did see this goes back to the post-game handshake between he and Sean Payton and, you know, them kind of talking to one another. People wondered if he said, hey, come get me. But, yeah, there's he had a great game, and I 100% understand that Kamara's got a lot of confidence. I agree with him on that.
Well,
it might not be a confidence in something else.
His contract's been redone, so he's going to be there, so he might outlast Dennis Allen. Then former Saints wide receiver, and you know, he's just I'm not a huge Michael Thomas fan. I'm going to just put that out there. He's also a little bit of a malcontent at times. He goes off about the quarterback. They fired all them coaches trying to cover his flaws up. They still did the same blank. Dude tried to lie and say I was jealous of them making Chris wide receiver one. Whole time he can't even get him a decent ball. He needed his blank whooped. Dude, scary and panic and just throw the ball, get him the blank out. He's so blank, but. I guess I'll say but. He's so but, but he said the other word. So he, Derek Carr, for you, I've been told, y'all, he's blank, and it's sad. And then he gave him the middle finger. So he went off about Derek Carr, and Derek Carr got asked about it in his post-game presser.
Love for Mike. You know, and when he does that, I don't really care for it, obviously. You know, I've had so many teammates over the years, and he's like the one dude that didn't get along with me, you know. And I don't know what I did to him. I don't know why he feels that way. I'm sorry, you know, for whatever he's dealing with to make him feel like he's got to do that. I don't know, you know. But he's never called me during any of this, you know. My phone number has never changed. I've in fact called him on different occasions, just to try. And sometimes you can try as hard as you want, and it just doesn't work out, and that's okay. So I don't know why he feels any type of way.
Handled it well, man. Hats off to him. He handled it well. No matter what side you're on, he handled that well.
Is that a question you want to get at, that should be asked in a post-game press conference about why a guy that's not even on your team anymore is off?
I get the immediacy of it because it happened then. Might be when's the next available? A Monday thing?
It sucks for all the other media members in that press conference more than it does for Derek Carr, because that's why a lot of guys are guarded in instances like that, because they know which direction the camera is facing. And next time they're asked by just somebody else in that room, he's going to be a little more irritated than he would have before.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.